Feedback information. YVR is committed to providing everyone with a smooth and seamless airport experience. Our plan and ongoing progress is deeply rooted in listening closely to our guests, community partners, employees, and community. We introduced our online accessibility survey, designed to gather feedback from individuals with disabilities based on their airport experiences at YVR over the past 3 years. The insights collected through the survey will play a crucial role in guiding us toward enhancing the airport experience for every passenger. We welcome feedback from guests, employees, business partners, and the public to help YVR become more accessible and inclusive. Feedback can be submitted by telephone, TTY, email, in-person, and web form. A service request number is issued each time feedback is received to ensure that we can track and address it. YVR acknowledges all feedback in the manner it is received. We follow up with the appropriate teams and airport partners to address feedback where necessary. Below is a summary of the feedback received within each provision area. Provision area and feedback summary. Built environment. Difficulty accessing some washrooms without push-button door openers. Difficulty accessing the elevator. Suggestions for improved wayfinding, including signs and tactile walking indicators. Suggestion to provide more power outlets at various locations and at accessible heights. Suggestion to review signs in the passenger pickup that may be confusing. Suggestion for curbside intercoms to be positioned closer to the curb. Suggestion for more seating in the international departures area. Suggestion to add a tactile sign outside the nursing pod door. Suggestion to consider tactile indicators on the floor in boarding gate areas. Information and Communication Technologies, ICT. More information and clarity on the Curbside Assistance Program. Public announcement too loud/too quiet. Wi-Fi connection inconsistencies. Suggestion for the self-service kiosk screens to provide additional flexibility and adjustments. Comment that audio jacks on kiosks are not universal. Suggestion for kiosk screens to provide a magnification tool. Suggestion for flight display screen modifications to create more space and clarify content between flight departure information rows. Suggestion for more prominent and permanent signs for the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program at the information counters. Communication other than ICT. Suggestion to add hearing loop to all airline gates. Ongoing support for increased visibility and more promotion of the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program. Procurement of goods, services, and facilities. None. Design and delivery of programs and services. Comments on YVR's efforts to provide a positive travel experience for individuals with autism. Positive experience with the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program. Continue to have roaming staff, including around areas under construction. Challenge with curbside assistance service at the handoff location at international arrivals. Complaint about service of a third-party vendor. Complaint that a foldable wheelchair did not have a designated storage location for luggage. More information and clarity on the Curbside Assistance Program hours of operation and service offerings. Increased visibility and promotion of Paper Planes Cafe. Transportation. Accessible drop-off/pickup zones blocked or used by non-disabled drivers. Comment that parkade accessibility spots are often full, including some vehicles not displaying a required parking permit. Suggestions to improve sign clarity and location for taxis and rideshare while airport renovations are underway. Suggestion for curbside assistance to extend to long-term parking area. Increased visibility and promotion of YVR Express. Employment, none. Airport partners. Dissatisfaction with quality service for mobility assistance. Wait time for assistance after others had deplaned. Refusal of transporting mobility aid. Inconvenience for a service dog. Complaint about service dog policy. Public announcement did not use inclusive language. Continue to build ongoing awareness with airport partners about the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program. Suggestions of training opportunities.